Today's daf was Yuma Daf Chaf. We started on Daf Yutas and Beis, where the Mishnah talks about how they would keep the Kohen Gadol awake during the night. So one of the things they would do is they would have him walk around, they would have him entertain them by demonstrating Kida, a certain way of Hishtachavaya that they would have in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara tells us that that they would entertain him by singing to him and by telling him strange things. Like they would say, why is it that Mashiach hasn't come? It's Yom Kippur and all the Jews are doing such nice things. So no, it's no wonder that Mashiach hasn't come, because people are being boel besulos, even in Nahardah, people are doing terrible averos. So they say, okay, so what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying at this point in time? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Pesach Hatas Rovets, that people have a big Yetzer Hara. What's the Satan saying? Satan? There's no Satan in Yom Kippur. Ha-Satan, ha, with the hey, ha-Satan, the Gematria is 364, and that tells us that the Satan only works 364 days a year. He takes a day off in Yom Kippur. There's no Satan in Yom Kippur. Then the next Mishnah talks about the Trumas Hadeshen, and what time of night it was, or morning it was done. The Trumas Hadeshen throughout the year was done right around the time of Kriyas HaGever, which the Gemara is going to say is a machlokas what that means. Does Kriyas HaGever mean when they would start calling out to people to get ready to do the Avodah, the Kohanim do the Avodah, the Levim, the Duchanan, the Yisrael, the Ma'amadam, or does Kriyas HaGever mean when the rooster crows? But that was on regular days of the year. On Yom Kippur it was at Chatzos, and on Regalim it was already in the first third of the night, the Ashmura Rishona, they would already do the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara has two opinions of how we know that a varim that come off of the Mizbeach, that just jump off of the Mizbeach, before Chatzos need to be returned to the Mizbeach and are subject to Mi'ilah, but those that come off after Chatzos do not need to be returned. The first opinion is it's based on the Stirim Psukim. One Pasuk says, Kol Halayla V'Hikdir, the other one says, Kol Halayla V'Herim. So one says you burn it all night, the other says you lift the Trumas Hadeshen off the Mizbeach all night. So they can't both be all night, so it must be that it's half and half. First half of the night needs to be burning, second half of the night you could already do the Trumas Hadeshen. But the Gemara didn't like that suggestion, because then it would mean that midah raisa, it has to be it's only mechatzos midah raisa. So how could it be that we would ever do it earlier than chatzos? So rather, the Gemara suggested, Rabbi Yochanan suggested, it's from the extra words ad haboker that teach us this chatzos dividing line. But really, the Trumas Hadeshen can technically be done at any point during the night, and on those nights that were busiest, namely Yom Tovim, they would do it as early as possible. Yom Kippur, in order to keep the Kohen Gadol fresh, they would do it a little bit later at Chatzos, and on regular days of the year, there was no need to do it early at all. They would do it at Kriyas HaGever. The Gemara then goes through the machlokas we mentioned before about what Kriyas HaGever is, but in that context, tells us a story how one time Rabbi Shila was saying Shir, and Rav was the Meturgaman. Rav got up to be the Meturgaman, where Rav Shila said Kriyas HaGever, so Rav translated it as a person saying the noise. Rav Shila got upset, he said, no, it's Karat HaNagola. So Rav said, I was a Meturgaman for people much better than you, and they never had a problem when I said things like this. I was a Meturgaman for Rabbi Chia. And he realized, Rav Shila realized it was Rav. He didn't realize it was Rav that was acting as his Meturgaman. He said, stop, sit down, you shouldn't be my Meturgaman. No, Malam B'Kodesh V'lam Ridin. Once I'm the Meturgaman, you don't want a lesser person to be the Meturgaman afterwards. Or the first possibility of why he wouldn't sit down is, once I'm working for you, if I'm working for you, I do whatever job I'm supposed to do, even if it's beneath my dignity. Then the Gemara contrasts two people who had extremely loud voices in history. There was Gavini Karuz, Gavini, who was a guy who would wake up everybody, Imdu Kohanim Lavodaschem, would wake up everybody in the Beis HaMikdash to do their jobs. And he had such a loud voice, you could hear him from three parcels away. It impressed Agrippas HaMelech a great deal that he even wanted to give him gifts. But that's nothing compared to Kohanim Gedolim. The Kohen Gadol is a Meshubach Mimenu, because his voice was heard from Yud parcels away. And that was on a night where he was weak, and it was daytime where noise doesn't travel as well. Nighttime noise travels much, much better. Someone came over to me after the shiur, told me there was an article in the Journal of the Times last week about how radio frequencies go much, much stronger at night than they do at daytime, and it has something to do with the sun. So here you have a precedent for that, that the voices go much, much stronger at night than they do during the day. So, and still, the Kohen Gadol's voice went so far. And at the very end of the daf, the Gemara lists off things that go, that are holich misofa olam at sofo, the sound of the sun, the sound of the crowds in Rome, the sound of the neshama leaving the body until chacham were mispal, that should stop making a sound, maybe the sound of leida, maybe the sound of a plower, different things that whose noise is heard to the ends of the earth. Okay.